IT transformation calls for true collaboration between cross-functional teams, from leaders to developers. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
The government's annual spending on grants dwarfs what it spends on contracts by $200 billion. Yet much of the effort devoted to spending transparency leaves out grants. Now, better understanding of grants is a cross-agency priority goal pushed by the Trump administration. The challenge is how to get it done. Peter Tyler, a senior policy analyst at the Project on Government Oversight, talked with Tom Temin.
What we need really is strong leadership to make sure that we know how our grant money is being spent. Absolutely, people can disagree with individual grants, right or wrong, but without the right information available to Congress, to agencies themselves, to the public, we really can't evaluate how these grants are working.
Now, we have the Data Act, which, again, is focused on federal spending writ large. And few agencies are really up to snuff on categorizing and marking their data in such a way that it can really be examined. Is that part of the problem?
Absolutely. The Data Act was a really important law passed several years ago and did receive a lot of strong attention and leadership from the previous administration. I think still is moving forward now, though it has a long way to go. The whole crux of the Data Act was to make sure that our data, our federal spending data, was high quality and that it was visible, not just by accountants in the federal agencies, but by the public themselves. It's getting there. There's a long way to go, and grants is a big part of that.
Because the Data Act does apply ultimately to grants as well as contracts, correct?
It's a whole slew of federal spending, and that's why it's so important. There has been a lot more attention over the years to, for example, contracts in federal government, correctly so, and the Project of Government Oversight has been a lot of our time as an organization pressuring the federal government to do more with contracts. But grants really hasn't got that level of attention. And the hope is that because of the Data Act and also other legislative initiatives and administrative initiatives, we could see a lot more attention applied to the hundreds of billions of dollars of money going through grants.
And what could Congress do? Let's start there.
Well, a couple of things. There's been some good efforts in the past couple of years to simply get more understanding of the accounting process, making sure that federal grants are what's called closed out in a timely way. Part of the process of financial oversight is when a grant is completed, you close it out. You get all the receipts. That's a simplification, but you get all the financial information. So, yeah, this was spent correctly and done well. Unfortunately, the Government Accountability Office, the investigative arm of Congress, found that up to $1 billion of grants were not closed out in a timely way, and sometimes past the point where a grantee had to even keep the receipts.
Of course, $1 billion out of about $700 billion, I guess, is not a terrible record.
Well, $1 billion does count, but more importantly, it's a symptom of a greater problem of financial accountability. That wasn't the only problem. There's others out there, and we need that timeliness to make sure that all the grants can be properly reviewed. There's also a question of effectiveness. With good grant data, federal agencies and the public and Congress can start looking at grants and say, like, yeah, that was money well spent. We reached the goals that were spelled out in the grant. We really have a hard time doing that right now.
Yeah, so in other words, even if you disagree with a grant that decides to find out whether monkeys like peanut butter or jelly, at least if they can find that out, you know the grant was fulfilled, and then you can argue about whether it was a right thing to do.
Right, and monkeys notwithstanding, you think of a grant, for example, in literacy. One can establish a metric about the number of children or adults who become literate through the program. Very straightforward. Other grant programs are harder to define, but one can start doing that. And equally important, we can start looking cross-agency. For example, there's basic research, you know, think of physics research or disease research across the federal government in different agencies, but often they have different ways of showing success, which is not only not good for understanding effectiveness, can be very confusing for the grantee, the recipient who's trying to figure out how to report better.
We're speaking with Peter Tyler, senior policy analyst at the Project on Government Oversight. And early on in the Obama administration, when Congress passed the stimulus bill, didn't all stimulate that much, but it did set up an apparatus of transparency for grants that were part of that. And there were maps, and you could zoom in on where the spending was happening. Whatever happened to that? And is that something that on the administration side they could revive and revitalize to help with this idea?
That was a great example of something that worked well. It was called the Recovery Board. It went by other names. It was a multi-agency or cross-agency process for doing grant review. And there were billions of dollars going out the door, often by different agencies. And Congress did a very smart thing and said, let's establish a procedure where across all federal agencies we could get some scrutiny and establish a really good cutting-edge process for data analysis and other needs. Unfortunately, after the stimulus package spending was completed, that was simply ended. There were some attempts by Congress to try to transfer those skills and that capacity somewhere else, like Treasury. It just never happened. But Congress or the administration can reestablish this and should. That would be a great step forward.
And I doubt Earl Devaney will come out of retirement to do it again, but where should the locus of this type of effort be? I mean, the Data Act centers, at least initially, on the Treasury Department.
Well, Treasury would make good sense for a lot of reasons. Most of the federal checks cut go out from Treasury. If anybody receives a check from the government, you see the Treasury on it. And so that would make sense for scrutinizing the money. But whether it's a Treasury or some other place is less important than the capacity to exist, though it turns out that already Treasury has a nascent analytics program. This is a number of folks who are good at looking at financial data and scrutinizing it and performing tricks with good software to find potential problems. That can be grown relatively quickly for not a whole lot of investment.
And it seems like if they could get the data tagging and all of that straight, then that would absolve agencies from maybe having to harmonize their grant management systems, because there are dozens of those across the government, and they're all stovepipes.
There's a sort of joke within the federal world that if you've seen one grant program, you've seen one grant program. They often differ, even when they have similar functions, and there should be more harmonization. But I think you're right. If we can make sure that the data itself is similarly written, then we would have a lot of steps forward as far as an analysis. And there's a fancy term for this called data element compatibility, which is simply a fancy way of saying when you write down a zip code, is it 5 numerals or 9? The answer should be 9, but different agencies have different ways of dealing with that. And there's been other similar efforts in the past by the federal government to make sure that same kind of harmony happens.
Yeah, those go back many, many years, and the technology keeps changing, and so the method in vogue keeps changing.
Well, true, and the technology change is a challenge. It's also an opportunity because typically, not always, the technology changes are improvements which make things cheaper and faster. But most of this compatibility in data is really not rocket science. I mentioned the issue of zip codes being more compatible and number of digits. That's really the key thing, because once you have that figured out, and that's mostly figured out, making a way of doing it across agencies that we all agree with, then it's relatively easy. But when one agency says, well, I'm defining address this way, another agency defines it a different way, that causes a real headache for the data folks.
And just briefly, how deeply should grant transparency go? I mean, there's the prime grantee, if you will, but then they also have subs in the way contractors have subs.
And this is one of the biggest challenges. There are grants from a specific agency to an end recipient. For example, firefighter organizations in rural areas can receive direct grants. And that's a good thing. This is for buying a new fire truck. But other times you see a federal agency providing a grant to a state, which then turns around and provides it to a local community, like a local government, and then that local government gives it to a final nonprofit organization. That's a lot of long supply line, and that makes a lot of complexity. Again, if the data is set up correctly, so it's not just paper files, but data that one can grab onto and transfer back and forth seamlessly, it's a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah, because in those grants for buying equipment and that kind of thing, there's always the danger of nepotism or cronyism at the local level that may not be apparent to the federal level.
And that's exactly right. In fact, you also see things like duplicate payments sometimes where different grant organizations pay for the same thing twice. That's often between different agencies, and we want to avoid all those problems. But without being able to look at it, you can't tell. And to go back to effectiveness, that's another area we need to see more compatibility, how we define things. And one can do a lot with that. And so then someone like a project on government oversight or individual citizens could say, I want to look at that grant program and see if it's making a difference in my community. I think that's more than fair.